Outcast of Redwall, Disc 3.
Chapter 10. Morning sun evaporated the damp and dew, clothing the woodlands in a brief gauze of mist. Sunflash trudged steadily onward as the trees and foliage became more luxurious and dense. Digging his foot claws into the loamy ground, the badger descended a steep wooded hillside, noting a warm decaying odour and the earth growing squelchy as he progressed downward. Upon reaching the bottom, Sunflash was forced to balance between a rock and a rotting beech stump. Seating himself, he unpacked oat scones and a flask of dandelion and burdock cordial. He ate and drank slowly as he evaluated the land, the great swamp he would be forced to cross. In front of him, and as far as he could see from left to right, dark, treacherous ooze showed between the tall foxgloves. Fungus-like growths clung parasitically to half-sunken logs, and clouds of midges swarmed about the mosses and liverwort that abounded everywhere. From the shelter of clumped elder bushes, the badger was being watched. Many reptilian eyes stared unblinkingly from their hiding places. Sunflash was stoppering his drink flask when a strange sound reached his ears. Looking around swiftly, he identified the source of the odd noise. It was a reed flute, played by a small skinny newt. The creature had painted itself orange and bright blue with plant dyes. It hopped and frisked about with scant regard for the treacherous surface of the morass, skipping from plant to twig, from rush to flower, tootling and twiddling tunelessly. It popped up alongside Sunflash, virtually pushing his footpaw off the rotten log as it made room for itself. The badger greeted the newcomer.
"Good day to you, little sir."
Further conversation was interrupted as the newt scrabbled to get inside Sunflash's provision sack. The badger nipped the invader neatly by its baggy neck skin and held it aloft. Indignantly, it kicked in midair, snarling nastily in a high-pitched nasal squeal. Sunflash gave the impudent reptile a warning shake to silence it.
"Hold hard there, cheeky face! Who do you think you're talking to?"
It tried to strike at the badger with its reed flute.
"Strike!